This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now, a look at local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With winter weather once again returning, don't forget to pack your emergency car kit. This can contain things such as an ice scraper, jumper cables, blankets, a first aid kit, warm clothing, a cell phone and charger, water, canned food, and much more. You can find a full list on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Saturday, February 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's an indoor garage sale over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church. Most items are free will donation, and larger items will be priced. This will feature coffee and rolls as well, alongside a barbecue lunch by CCW. Silent auction baskets and free will donation baked goods will also be available. If you have questions or would like to donate a basket for the silent auction, you can contact Mike or Margie Novak at 715-474-2253. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church Hall in Catawba. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Lacouture Ojibwe University is launching a revamped four-year biology program centered on Ojibwe environmental knowledge. The announcement came April 13th and also included a new partnership with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, aimed at expanding training and career pathways for students entering natural resources fields. According to a press release, university leaders say the program blends Western science with traditional knowledge with a focus on place-based learning and stewardship of land and water. The degree builds on previous associate-level offerings but shifts the focus to tribal knowledge systems and community needs. School officials say the program was shaped by conversations with tribal leaders, students, and natural resource departments, which identified a need for more professionals who can work across both scientific and cultural perspectives. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission leaders say the partnership strengthens a long-standing relationship and will help develop the next generation of tribal natural resource professionals. Registration for the fall semester is now open, with more information available on the university's website. Forest Appreciation Week is underway across Wisconsin, highlighting the importance of trees and forests to communities across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the week includes Earth Day and wraps up with Arbor Day on April 25th. Officials say Wisconsin's forests cover about 17 million acres, nearly half the state, and play a major role in protecting water, supporting wildlife, and providing recreation and economic benefits. The DNR says ongoing efforts are focused on maintaining those benefits through conservation and tree planting initiatives. The state has pledged to plant 100 million trees by 2030, with about 12 million trees planted last year alone. The DNR says residents can take part by planting trees, caring for local forests, and supporting conservation efforts in their area. Officials say Forest Appreciation Week is a chance to recognize the role forests play in everyday life and the importance of protecting them for future generations. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw the ball great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures are going to keep climbing through mid to late week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.